very special guest. He's rated on most people's charts number one, and if not number one, he's definitely number two. Has spent the last three seasons with the Barrie Colts in the Ontario Hockey League, played for Canada at the World Juniors, 6'3", 210-pound right-shooting defenseman Aaron Ekblad joins us. Aaron, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent, Aaron. At your age, still a young buck, you're probably growing all the time. So officially today, what's your height and weight?
I'd say I'm about 6'3 and a half, about 215, 16 pounds.
215. Wow. So what's your, like, do you think you'll probably be a guy who plays at 225 when it's all said and done?
My playing weight is right around 220, actually. So,
okay. It's not bad at all. You played this year at 220?
Yeah, about that. Anywhere between 215 and 220.
Okay. What is the best part of your game?
I have a pretty good shot, I guess. I don't know. That's probably one of the better parts of my game.
And how'd you get such a good shot? Are you one of those guys who's just shooting pucks all summer?
I guess growing up in my basement, I kind of had kind of a shooting range. We had an unfinished basement, so shooting against a plywood wall and pretty banged up net.
Yeah, I would think so. How exciting is it for you? Like, are you able to take all of this in as we're getting closer and closer? I'm sure it's impossible to ignore what everybody's saying about you, especially when most of it's glowing stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's been a long year of, I guess, a lot of media pressures and all that kind of stuff, but it's what you make of it, and it's been pretty good motivation to want to move on.
Aaron, we've seen a lot of young players. You know, you just turned 18 years of age, which is, in real life, that's extremely young, but I'm amazed at the maturity level of kids now. We see Nathan McKinnon and you know, Seth Jones, and you go with Drew Doughty and all these guys who come into the NHL at 18 and can make an impact right away. And everybody's expecting you to do that because you're big enough, you're strong enough, you're skilled enough. You haven't even graduated high school yet. Is it kind of amazing even for you, even though you're in it, to sit there and say, man, I'm probably playing in the NHL next season?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I guess the draft is kind of a foot in the door kind of thing. But, no, I think it's going to take a lot of hard work and dedication this summer to be putting myself in that kind of position to play next year.
You said your shot's the best thing. I look at your numbers. You're pretty good offensively. Obviously, to be great in the NHL, you got to be good both ways. What are you working on? What are the instinctual things that you're looking to improve at as a defenseman in the defensive zone?
I think just all the little things it takes. I mean, physically, I think I need to get a little bit faster so I can stop some of those quick forwards. But I think it just takes knowing the game. As you get older and you go up to the next level, the game comes to you as you play it. And I think that's kind of the ability I have, to be a sponge for the game. I think I just need to work on, again, doing all the little things it takes.
Aaron Ekblad joins us. Which coach has had the biggest influence so far in your career?
Which coach?
Yeah.
It'd probably be, Dale Hawerchuk right now. I've been there in Barrie for about 3 years now, and he's been such a great coach. Obviously, he's done all of it from junior hockey up. He's won Memorial Cups, and he's played internationally. He's a great coach and a great mentor to have.
Do you guys YouTube a lot of the highlights of your coach from his playing days? Have you seen videotapes?
Honestly, you don't even need to YouTube it. We have, but you don't even need to. He comes out on the ice, on morning ice, and schools us all.
Really? Like, at 18, he scored 107 points, which is unbelievable. A record I don't think is ever going to be broken. Even at his age, his hands are still pretty dangerous?
No, still dangerous. The skating might not be there as it was, but he's still quite the amazing goal scorer.
What are some of the things, so when you go up against a guy like that, one of the best offensive players the NHL has ever seen, I'm sure you can learn some things. Like, what little tips has he given you on the ice as far as maybe how to defend, offensive guys like him?
Well, yeah, it's pretty amazing. He's picked up so many little things along the way. I can't exactly remember, what he's kind of pointed out to me, but he's always a guy that, says when you're good, you got to be on red alert and make sure you got to watch out for guys coming after you and stuff like that. And, I think he's just a good goal scorer. He's always mentally, prepared, I think, when he played. So he's just kind of tread to pass that on to all of us. So And I think the great players he's played with as well, the great players he's played defense against, I think he has those tips and tricks still installed in his mind, so he kind of passes those on to me.
For the past few years in the Ontario Hockey League, Aaron, who are the forwards that you really enjoyed playing against because it was a battle?
Sorry, are you talking about in the OHL? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
The battles I've had some pretty good battles against guys. I think Bo Horvat's a pretty great player. I think Josh Anderson on London as well. Max Domi, those guys are all great players. Unfortunately, I only think about guys on London right now.
that's fair.
a lot of great players out there in the league. Michael Delcole is a great goal scorer on Oshawa. Same as Scott Laughton. I think Barkley Goodrow played really great for North Bay so far this season and in their playoffs and everything as well. It's pretty amazing to watch him.
I'm always intrigued to hear from players who go up against guys like you mentioned Delcole and Sam Bennett that you've played against. I know you played with Sam Reinhart at the World Juniors, but you never played against him in regular season action. Now, tell me what you like about Sam Bennett's game.
You know what? I think Sam is a very good player. We've been good friends for a pretty long time, actually. I think he has what you'd call the full package for a player like that. He's strong and physical and tenacious around the puck. He's a very good goal scorer. He's got great hands and good vision. He can make plays and score goals. It's pretty tough to defend him. But going into a game against Kingston, it's always fun to take pride in trying to stop simply him.
Aaron Ekblad joins us. Last week on the show, Sam told me at times he lets his temper get the best of him. He's a real fireball. Did you notice that? Did guys try to get him off his game?
Yeah, a little bit. I kind of have some fun with it every once in a while. But, he's a pretty serious player out there on the ice. I like to keep it light and make sure my mind's at ease while I'm out there. But, I think my temper can do the exact same thing.
I was going to ask you because, when I've read so many different scouting reports on you and, people rave about your shot, your skating ability, and then they say Aaron Ekblad's a guy who's a lot stronger and meaner than people think. Have you, shown that side more often as you've matured? Because I'm guessing as a 16-year-old in the league, it's a little bit more intimidating than it is when you're 18 and 220 pounds and maybe you try to flex your muscles a little bit more this year.
maybe a little bit more. I always have been a pretty calm player. I think if you show that you can be thrown off your game easily, then, as a good player, some people might try to do that to you. That's simply a good game plan. But I like to keep my cards close to my chest in that regard. But I do say I have a mean side for sure.
Aaron Ekblad joins us, definitely one of the top prospects. Likely go first or second overall at the upcoming draft in Philadelphia. Aaron, what's your game plan? I know you mentioned you want to get a little bit faster this offseason. The combine's coming up. Are you back onto serious training, or are you at least in a little bit of a break right now?
I've already taken a pretty good break. Went on vacation there for a little bit in California. I'm back now and just relaxing. I think I've had a couple workouts here. I'm probably going to be full-on serious workouts by tomorrow.
What does Aaron Ekblad do away from hockey? What are your hobbies? What do you like to have fun with?
I just like to relax for the most part. Love watching movies, love hanging out with friends and that kind of stuff. Been trying to pick up the guitar, but I'm not much of a – I'm not too great at it yet. I got to work on that a lot. I love to bike and do all that kind of fun stuff. It's a pretty relaxing lifestyle.
Do you golf?
Oh, I love to golf, too. Yeah, forgot about that.
And how good of a golfer are you?
I'm not great yet. I can break 100 consistently, which is a lot better than it was in the past for me. And now I'm working on getting a little bit better just so I can impress some friends.
And what are your go-to movies that you like to watch?
I'm a good romantic comedy guy.
Come on. Seriously, what's your favorite rom-com?
Oh, I don't know. There's been some good ones. The Other Woman just came out. I thought it was pretty funny. And then, I don't even know what else. Drawing a blank right now.
Hey, that's all right. A few more quick ones. I really appreciate your time. There's been so much spotlight on you. Dale Hawerchuk told me that he feels, you know, your leadership ability is something that not a lot of people talk about. You know, you've had a lot of pressure being in the spotlight as an elite player for many years. Talk about, you know, the leadership and how you, I guess, approach being a leader on the team.
I guess I approach leadership in a similar way to some people. I'm a pretty quiet leader. I'm not someone that's going to come into the room and center someone out or do anything like that. But I like to lead by example on the ice. I think that's probably the best thing you can do, whether it's blocking a shot or scoring a big goal or doing something that shows the rest of the team that you're devoted to the team. And I think that's probably the best way to do it for my intents and purposes.
And one last one, Aaron. How's your family handling all this? I'm sure your parents are over the moon, but talk about the impact that your parents have had on your career.
My parents are great people. Some of the best people you'll ever find. And I think that's made it easy for me. They keep me down to earth and respectful to everyone I come in contact with. And I think that's something they've bestowed on me my whole life, and it's made it easy for me to handle these kinds of situations and take responsibility and be a very responsible young man, I guess you could say.
Well, Aaron, you definitely sound very mature and responsible for 18 years of age. Enjoy the next few months then at the draft, and then ultimately as you begin your NHL career, best of luck.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Really appreciate you having me.